Our Old Testament reading this morning is Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, and chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. Listen for the word of the Lord. The Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For the day you eat of it, you shall die." Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that if you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for fruit, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and was desired to make one wise, she took of its fruits, gave it to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together to make loincloths for themselves. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In case you missed Ash Wednesday, let me remind you, our theme for this Lent is sacred turning. It's a turning toward one another and a turning to God. Deborah, Rebecca, and I were looking at different themes, and we kept coming back to these two topped that intertwined in amazing, powerful ways. So we want to reorient ourselves, turning ever toward God and looking more at one another, seeing God within each precious person. So we'll follow a pattern of seeking with a series of honest questions for deeper faith, with imagination of what justice looks like and then calls us into as Christians, and then by studying some of the lesser known characters in our scripture. The first question that we're looking at this morning is, who will you listen to? The verses from Matthew today come immediately after Jesus' baptism. "This is my son with whom I am well pleased." Let's listen to the living word from Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.' But he answered, 'It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hand they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.' Jesus said to him, 'Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test.' Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and he said to him, 'All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him.' Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Most holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. In this season of Lent, speak to us so that we can lean in more deeply and hear more fully as we listen to what you say to our hearts. Amen. In those wee hours when sleep escapes us, the smallest sounds seem magnified. A dripping faucet, the wind rattling the shutters, the raindrops, or maybe a far-off howl of a wolf or a dog. And then as we get up to greet the day, our listening shifts. an alarm clock that we want to ignore, a tea kettle, a dog whining to be walked, a morning podcast, traffic honking, buses backfiring. Next, we're greeted with the chatter of friends or family. And all too soon, it may feel like the demands of listening telescope out to the cares of the community, the tensions of our nation, the stressors of the world groaning for children left untended and ignored, the very environment crying out in pain. Listen. Are we listening? Like Elijah on the run in a cave who didn't hear God on the roar of a wind or the whoosh of flame, but he heard God in the stillness and the silence. Our world leaves little room for silence, little time to digest, to trust enough to pay attention, little care to parse apart the trustworthy and the true. We hear you, O God, when the winds roar. Listen. Are we huddled in caves of our own making, letting expectations drive what we hear, stopping us from really listening at all? When the settlers first arrived in Australia, they were so happy that nobody was there. The expectation was an empty desert, a wilderness all of their own that nobody wanted. It's a perfect place for a new penal colony. Words of local natives were not heard at all. 600 indigenous nations with over 250 languages called these mountains, rainforests, and deserts and coasts home. Yet it took until much more modern days to hear, to see the art of these people, of the women who spoke through their native arts. The National Gallery of Art exhibit, "The Stars We Do Not See," helps us to begin to listen to yet one more group of people pushed aside. Listen. A snake in a garden? The devil? The Holy Spirit? We remember that Jesus was tested in the wilderness, but why? And we don't much focus on how he got there. So which of those three, devil, serpent, Holy Spirit, who would you listen to? It seems obvious, well, duh, Laura, the Holy Spirit, right? Yet it was the Spirit that led Jesus into the wilderness to be tested. The Holy Spirit descended on Jesus as he was baptized like a dove and then led him off to temptation. Isn't that the opposite of what Jesus teaches us in the prayer? Lead us not into temptation? Why is this the start of Jesus' ministry? Yeah, Matthew's trying to tie everything together, back to Elijah, back to Moses, all kinds of links to what 40 days mean throughout our scripture. And then we're just bonked on the head with the, look, this fulfills every one of those prophecies. Matthew's good at that. In case you didn't get it, I'll remind you one more time. It ties to this prophecy. He draws it out point by point so that we know this is the Messiah. It's the history that tells us this Jesus is the Messiah. Listen. As we begin this Lenten season of 2026, who are you listening to? Who do you give that precious space in your bandwidth? Who do you trust? The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. Why this? Immediately after the baptism and the appearance of the Trinity, the dove descending, Jesus coming up out of the water, and then God saying, "This is my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And then in case we missed it, the transfiguration that repeats these exact same words adds on, listen to him. This is who we're supposed to listen to. Jesus fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights, and that starts off our Lent, that story, when we're about to begin our own 40 days of observation. What was the point? Jesus had been affirmed, he'd been acknowledged, and he's ready to start his ministry on earth. The tests show us why Jesus came. Not to provide us all the food that we need or want, not to save us from every fall or possible danger, and not to sit on some giant throne of majesty over all the nations. This is the start of a ministry. For Jesus, this test was an easy pop quiz rather than a grueling exam. This was Jesus, the teacher, teaching with his actions. Listen, even when there aren't words. Listen. How do we listen to what the people of the world, what the very world itself is saying to us without words? Or as Paul Simon puts it, when songs are being written, but no one dares disturb the world of silence. In Simon and Garfunkel's beautiful ballad, Listen to the Sound of Silence, it's not a lack of noise, but it's rather a silence of our lack of doing, our lack of being, people hearing without listening. Silence can carry really profound messages. It's often where the Holy Spirit's nudging and inspiration and call touches our souls. Listen. Astronaut Katie Colson spent 6 months in the International Space Station. She shared that her life was drastically transformed, profoundly different after that time in silence and space, surrounded by only a few voices. Her perspective and view of the world was so drastically changed. From space, she said, boundaries and countries mean nothing. The borders are all erased. All nations share in that same fragile ecosystem. It was abundantly clear that each and every one of us are interwoven and connected. Our technology blurs the lines and allows us to think maybe we're tied together, but it also allows us to sort of pretend some separateness. When in reality, anything any one of us does is always tied to another. You and I have impact in all of our choices and in our words. Who do we trust to guide and lead? Who we listen to? Each and every action shapes us and the world all around us. This beautiful planet that God loves, no matter how tiny it is, loves enough and cares for us. As the children hurt, structures moan in pain. Their pain is ours. Their hurt, ours to lift up. Listen. In the vast expanse of wilderness, without guardrails of community, Jesus trusted in God's love. Rather than using power for personal gains, Jesus began his ministry the way he intended to carry it out, feeding not himself, but all of the hungry along the road, not protecting himself, but standing up for the marginalized, the outcast, and the sinner, and not embracing power as he could in a traditional ruler, but instead showing the world what a servant leader looked like. Jesus spoke in his actions, in the way he lived his life, and calls on us to live the same. He came to earth as an embodiment of God's love. Jesus trusted God and the Holy Spirit, a deep and abiding trust of self, a trust that love is enough. Jesus walked the dusty roads with us mere humans, valuing and seeing and listening to people and creatures of this world. May we do the same. Listen. 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 Amen.